two children.
Oh, you had two children at the time?
Yeah, at the time. Mm-hmm. And we come up here to work, you know. Well, they was people, they had people going everywhere to get people to come.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason we know what to do, you know. They come down there and talk to people. And he came up, and then I come later.
Okay, so you guys, what made you decide that you were going to work? Because usually at the time, were a lot of other women working, or?
Yeah, they was hiring women. And I really wanted to work. I was 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed the work, you know. But you get tired, but you still enjoy the work, mm-hmm. you know. And there's the whole, you know, you ever been up there? Ypsilin?
No.
Oh, that thing covered a big territory. You had to mark the way you was going or you'd get lost. Tom had an uncle that went up there, and he just could go one way. If he didn't go that way, he got lost. And, well, I do that in buildings anyway.
Mm-hmm. So what was the... Was it a factory that you worked at, or?
No, the airplanes. Airplanes, where we build airplanes.
Okay, so you built airplanes, then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what was it called? What was the...
The bomber plane, we called it the bomber plane. It might be in some of that.
The B-29?
Huh?
Was it the B-29?
B-24.
So,
you get the first one yet?
Yeah. So, what type of, like, what expectations did you have when you were going into work? Like, were you expecting it to be hard, or were you expecting, like...
Well, I come off the farm, and it's hard work on the farm, so it didn't bother me, you know. We worked different shifts, three shifts, and they had the days, and afternoons, and midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It was going all the time.
So you came in from the farm then, so you were pretty used to all the work that you had to do. What kind of work did you have to do?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first day I had a file and where they cut the. Let's see, what would you call that? A covering for the airplane, it had, after they cut it, it had to be filed. Yep, all the burrs off the edge.
Okay.
And then I didn't like that too good, so I went to, next job I went to riveting them on.
Mm-hmm.
And from that on, you could pick your job, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I got pretty upset. I could do most anything, you know. And one day I thought I'd try to get on top of that thing, and bread, you know, put them threads in there. And I got up there on top of that airplane, and when I looked down, I was crazy, and I couldn't see up there. I didn't know how I was going to get down, but I finally got down. But I didn't have, you know, some people can't take highness, you know.
Yeah.
You're going up high, you'll look down and you'll, and that was it, what happened. I didn't go back up there. But I lined up the inside and put it, you know, where they, yeah, I don't know what you call it now, I forgot, where you put them in. That little box, you know, that's been already in there, and then you run them wires through to the buttons where it's going. I learned that. I've done that on it.
So did you work with a lot of other women then? Like,
yeah, it was full of women.
So were there more women than men? Because a lot of the men were...
Well, a lot of the men had done the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess they was... Almost the same, but there's a lot of women working.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, you know, had their families raised,
mm-hmm.
and they were good workers.
Yeah, because they got to raise us all those kids, so it's probably easier for them to go in and work in the factory.
But, well, their children are all in school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you get them up that age, like, you can go in. But way Tom and I done it was one worked one shift and one worked another one, you know.
So there's always someone home.
Yeah.
You know, the
and Norman was a pretty good sized boy. He took care of Kay. And he could handle it pretty good, you know. I just had the two then.
So how old were they then when you went to work?
She was three and he was six. No, he was nine.
So what did they think about that? Because they were probably used to having their parents home, or at least their mom home all the time, or?
Well, they understood it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They got by on it. He watched over her, put her on the back of his bicycle. Wondering how he ought her.
Delivering ice. He said he delivered ice instead of newspapers?
No, he didn't sell the newspapers.
It was ice, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, he'd follow them ice men around and get chunks of ice.
So
all the kids done that.
Yeah, so how many hours of work did you week then work?
I worked 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day, just during the week, or did you work on weekends, too?
No, we didn't work on weekends. Not that I remember. No, I don't think so. We might have worked some Saturdays, I don't know. But you know, they just paid $1.20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you could take that $1.20 and buy more than you can buy $10 now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I read that in a lot of places the women ended up getting paid more than the men. Was that true at all where you worked?
I didn't hear that.
No, so you didn't make. You and your husband probably made the same amount, because you worked at the same place then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we worked at the same place, but we worked on different shifts.
Mm-hmm. So you guys didn't work together?
The hardest thing was work nights and then work days and then have to go the nights, you know, and you get so sleepy.
Yeah, so how did you guys, because you and your husband probably didn't see a lot of each other then.
Like we had the weekends, and then we had 16 hours at home, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just working 8 hours.
Yeah, it's probably better than a lot of the women whose husbands that they didn't get to see at all because they went away.
Yeah. Some of them were gone, you know, they took the younger men.
Mm-hmm.
But they was a group, I wish you could see that place. They make they don't make Chevrolet. What do they make up there now? Up there where that cover plant was.
The car?
Uh-huh. Must be Ford's, must be.
I think it may be GM.
Could be. I don't know. But it went through two or three different hands since they had. It belonged to the Ford Motor Company, but when we worked there.
Mm-hmm. So did they make cars there then before the war? And then did they switch over to planes?
No, I don't think they did. I don't know. I think they built it. Because
mm-hmm.
airplanes and cars are different sizes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And airplanes are something else.
So how old was your husband then when you guys started working at the...
He was about 30 and I was about 27, there was 16 months against center range, so I'd be about 28, and he was about 30. Of course, we had a boy who was nearly 10 years old, you know, and the girl was 3.
So how long did you guys work there then at that factory?
We went there in 43 and left in 45.
So did you leave at the end of the war? I'm bad with my dates. I can't remember if that was the end or not. They closed it down. Mm-hmm.
See, when they didn't have no calls for that. Sometimes we made 30 to 60 airplanes, you know. Mm-hmm. So they wasn't using them. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they changed it to the beach. What was it? I forgot what the one that airplanes they used in the war after they used the B-24.
Mm-hmm. So what did your husband think of you working? Did he just think it was okay, or because a lot of the women?
Yeah, that's what would come up here for.
Yeah, okay. You come up here so you could work then. Yeah, so he was pretty accepting that you were working.
Yeah.
Then.
So,
what was they doing?
Making schools.
Huh?
Making schools are trying to sell stuff. We want Monroe schools, not Mason.
So, how was the work environment? Like, was it?
It was pretty good. They were pretty good to workers, and everybody had his job, and they done it. But I was just in one small space most of the time, so I didn't know what went on all over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they done good, and we just worked away.
So you liked working there then? You liked getting out?
Oh, yeah, I liked it. I would have worked for nothing just to have a job.
So did you, when you were going to work there, did you know any other women that were going to work there, or did you?
Well, I got to know them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they several of them down there where I come from was working there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in different departments, you know.
Living here in Monroe, and then you went there to
no,
work?
No, we lived up in Ypsilanti.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we lived up in Ypsilanti for 3 years. Well, then we went back south, and then we didn't. It was too dull, you know. We was used to working, and so we came back to Monroe then, because Tom had some friends here in Monroe.
So as far as like the men and the women working together, how was that? Because I bet a lot of those men
a lot of courting going on. Yeah, a lot of flirting going on.
Those men probably liked getting the women, the young, because it was all mostly young women, wasn't it, that was working in there?
No, we had older ones. They had more older ones than we did young ones.
Oh, because they didn't have the family that they had to take care of.
You know, and they made good workers, too.
Mm-hmm. So was there ever any, like, was there any ever the men that didn't want to work with the women? Like, did they harass the woman, or were they mean to them or anything?
No, I didn't. Well, in my department, they didn't. I don't know. They pulled some dirty jokes once in a while. All you had to do was pay no attention to it. But they were nice. They was nice people. Y'all was nice people. I can't remember their names now.
It was a long time ago.
I know they was people that, you know, maybe courted a little. But I had my family to watch after, and I didn't. Had to get home and everything. We went for drives on Sunday, and we had plenty of time. I left the kids down there for 11 months. So we got kind of situated before we dropped them.
So who did they stay with then while you
My
were?
My mother. And there's a farm down there, and they're out on the farm all the time.
Mm-hmm. So did you guys get a So did you move closer to the factory then, and did you get a house, or did you already live close
they,
to
they
it?
Furnished you apartments. You had to pay for them, but they furnished you apartments. We lived in apartments. I don't, you never seen any of these places where they build up houses for people to live in, work around. They do in the mining camps, you know.
Mm-mm.
They had, I had a new one, a new place. Good. We first stayed in a small, and right before the kids come, we stayed in a one room, and the kitchen went on one end of it, and it was more like a trailer park, you know. And we stayed there, but then when I brought the kids, I had to have more room, so we moved in the apartment.
So it's probably a big difference going from a farm to an apartment then.
Yeah, but you did your work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, where we lived, they had wash houses. You kept your clothes to it,
mm-hmm.
like a laundromat.
So you probably got closer to the people that you were working with too, living with them like that.
They worked in different apartments. So I wouldn't mm-hmm. know too many, just the ones that lived next door or
mm-hmm.
something. Matched up with a couple from Knox when we got close to them. And he had a car so we could go places and see things. We didn't have a car. And sometimes I walked over to the plant, but most of the time I rode with a man that had one of them older cars. And, so it wasn't too hard. They didn't run a bus then. They run buses now.
So what did you feel that you got out of working?
Like money. That's where we got our start.
Mm-hmm.
We both started our pay. It wasn't a great lot of pay, but it done just as well now as the because the things you bought weren't as high as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
They had stores close by. I was trying to think to some of the high-cost men. Ford come through once. I saw him, Henry Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Roosevelt come, but there was some more higher people that come in, and, you know, we got to meet them. So any factory you work in, they have somebody coming too every once in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good thing. Yeah. So after the war ended, what did you expect to happen? Because you knew you weren't going to be working there for a whole long time, just
well,
as long
we
as
went,
they needed you.
We went back down south, and we wasn't satisfied. You know, after you break up and go one place to another, you're never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom come back to Monroe. Then I came, brought the kids and come. And he worked at, can't think of the place he worked. Down there where the Ford Motor Company is, but that they didn't own it at that time. And he worked there, and then they sold out. He went to the paper mill.
Mm-hmm.
Worked at River.
It wasn't a steel company, was it, that he worked at?
No, he didn't work at the steel company. The steel company was the one that bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And he changed jobs then. And he went to the paper mill. seem like a lot of that stuff's gone. I can't get it up. But it was a good place to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new things are going on down in Ypsilanti now. It's a little bit, you could ride the bus from our house down there. But you could go down there and it's Sunday and go to movies or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Union meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We liked it up to Ypsilanti, but we had more people we knew here in Monroe.
So a lot of the women that you work with, were they disappointed that they had to, because a lot of them, if their husbands were coming home, they probably had to go back home or what?
I didn't talk too much to the younger people because I had children, you know,
mm-hmm.
they were looking for men, I guess. And I got acquainted with the older one, you know. They tried to boss, you know.
So you had more in common with some of the older ones because you had kids and the younger
yeah.
ones.
Yeah, but I was young, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they were had their kids already.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I have seen in the paper here since that some I worked with died, you know, and well, they were getting up in years,
mm-hmm.
but they done a good job.
So do you think that working in the factory helped you develop? Because you said you and your husband kind of got your start there with your money and everything.
Well, there was no work down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just farmed and you didn't get much. The time you got raised your back, it was gone down and you didn't get much out of it. So
mm-hmm.
we needed to get out on account of having kids and raising your family. So we come up here. And guess we'll stay here till we die and bury us down here in one.
So did you live on your parents' farm then? Or did you guys have your own farm?
Well, it was on their farm then. It's mine now.
Mm-hmm.
And we already did after they died. We built on that farm down there. Built a new house. It rotted down after we left. A lot of people wants to buy that land down there, but I don't sell it. I would go back down there and live, though, if I had some. I can't, you know, I can't be on my own now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be where the kids are.
So what year did you move back to Monroe then?
45.
So how old were you then?
I was up in my 30s then. Let's see. Kay was about five when we come back. She went to school that year. I guess that'd be about. About 33, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So how was your life different after the war? Because it was different for a lot of people, but how did
well,
it affect you guys?
Well, we didn't see much of the war,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't, well, we heard about it, but we didn't have radios and television back then, and we just normal people, the effects of it, I guess. It was hard because we lost a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have to go on.
So was your husband just not drafted then, and that's why he didn't go?
Well, you get he wasn't called in, but he had two children.
Oh.
They didn't take them back then when they had children, unless they had to have them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. Well, he was getting up in his 30s. Well, there's a lot of people in the service in their 30s, but they tend to take younger ones, don't they? I don't know much about that. I didn't take, he took care of that.
Mm-hmm. So after you came back to Monroe, then did you go to work anywhere else, or?
No, I had another child.
So you couldn't go back to work after you had another child?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could have guessed, but there wasn't any use of it. He made enough to keep us going, and we had a little bunch of money, and so we didn't waste it or anything. So we did up pretty good. It was cold over. Boy, up there in this land, that wind come in just like a storm. I had a winter coat. I think Tom's sister gave it to me. And it was made, and when you come down here, it had a drop-down sleeve like this. You know, like, and I go to the store, anything, my arm would get so cold. Yeah, it was cold. That wind was cold up there.
Yeah, it would definitely be a difference from coming from down south to living up here.
Yeah, we had cold spell down there, but just lasted there. It was cold just lasted a little while down here. Yeah, I'd like to go back down there and live. But I couldn't get Tom to go when he was alive. He wanted to stay here, so we stayed here. I don't like to move around.
Yeah, it's easier just to stay in one place.
One place. We lived in, you ever hear of the Darton place?
Mm-mm.
It's about 3 miles over this way, and where the old housing place was, where we lived.
I don't know.
I go over there once in a while. They've got a place over there you can pick up a scrap lumber. I went over there, it ain't been long ago, but the pickup man beat me to it. I was going to get something to take my benzy. You know, had a pretty happy life, you know. The hardest thing was giving my husband up.
So is there anything else you can think of when you worked, or?
Well, we had to wear those baggy, what kind of suits you put on all over, you know? And you never could get them to fit. And I finally got to thought me some of this, well, it would be a dressy pant like to work in. That's because they fit there. we could get our uniforms right there out of the factory. Hadn't brought in. So we done all right that way. And Tom's mother went to come and stayed with us. I don't know how long, quite a while. And Norman had been used to taking care of Kay, and she wanted to run around with him, and she wouldn't let him let him have her. So
So what did your mom think about you going to work?
Well, she didn't say nothing. I reckon she heard. She just took it easy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She worked awful hard on that farm, though. Killed herself. You know they're all gone but me. And on both sides, some side and this side. I've outlived them all.
We've seen a lot of things.
Well, my days are not seeing much anymore. But I can get by.
I don't have any more questions. You answered all my questions, so.
If I could find what I wrote out last summer, it'd be wonderful if you could have it. I will hunt some more. I had it. I was going to tear it up, and then I dug something with it and couldn't find it. I went up there to look for it, but I don't know where I put it. Well, some girl from over church wanted it, and
mm-hmm.
I wrote out from it. She, copied it off for the college, and she went away to college.
I have a thing for you to fill out, too. You don't mind?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.